Good morning. High pressure is dominating the weather across interior New York and New England, and a gorgeous sunrise this morning. Temperatures a little bit cool, but still pleasant in the 40s and lower 50s, but they are already starting to climb as the sun gets higher in the sky through the 50s and before long through the 60s and into the 70s for afternoon highs. We may even flirt with the 80-degree mark in spots, especially across the Mid-Hudson Valley and southern New England. As we get into the afternoon hours, some clouds will tend to mix in as some moisture starts to lift our way from the Atlantic coast. It's part of a couple of disturbances. One, the same one that brought all the rain here earlier in the week, will lift back our way. And another has been hitting Florida with a bunch of heavy rain. The two will combine and lift through in a much weaker state and mainly offshore later today, tonight, and tomorrow. Still, though, skies will be mostly cloudy tonight with temperatures back into the lower 50s on average and more clouds than sunshine tomorrow. And as that whole disturbance passes by, perhaps a passing shower or thunderstorm with highs in the lower and middle 70s. As we get into the weekend, still a couple of areas of energy and a little bit of moisture that has to push through on Saturday. So we do run the risk of a passing shower, but they will be widely scattered and isolated, and most everyone will stay dry. High temperatures, meantime, though, will make it up toward the 80-degree mark. Then we'll watch a big ridge of high pressure build into the region, something we haven't seen in a while. This will bring dry and unseasonably warm to even hot temperatures our way, with upper 80s forecast on Sunday with mostly sunny skies, and with a mix of sun and clouds, and just the outside chance of an isolated thunderstorm near 90. With increased humidity on Monday. Right now, it looks like a front will be nearby for the early part of next week, so we do run the risk of an isolated thunderstorm Tuesday and Wednesday, but mostly dry and very warm with highs well into the 80s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, rain will depart the southeast as heavy rain over southern Florida becomes more widely scattered. But a lingering front will keep a good chance of a few showers and thunderstorms in the vicinity today. Meanwhile, out west, a significant change in the weather pattern is taking shape as a large upper-level low is poised to push toward the Pacific Northwest this weekend. The first wave of moisture ahead of a strong cold front has already arrived, with locally heavy rain moving into the Pacific Northwest down into the northern half of California. This will be followed by additional waves of moisture expected to move onshore Friday and into the weekend before the core of the upper low arrives. A couple of inches of rain is possible over the Pacific Northwest through Saturday morning. Some of the higher elevations from the Intermountain region into the northern Rockies could even see some snow by Saturday morning. To the south, strong winds and very low humidity will create dangerous fire weather conditions in parts of the desert southwest, Great Basin, southern Rockies, and high plains for the next several days. Red flag warnings are in effect across this region. At Mount Washington this morning, 70 miles visibility under mostly clear skies and 45 degrees with a northwest wind at 15 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, mostly clear and 27 degrees. In Albany on the hour, sunny skies and 50 degrees, the dew point 48, 93% relative humidity, calm wind, and the barometer at 30.04 inches, and it is rising. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City mostly sunny in the lower 70s, Boston sunny in the lower 70s, and sunny in Buffalo with highs in the lower 70s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 75 degrees, the low 49. The average temperature, 62. That's 3 degrees below normal. Just a trace of precipitation yesterday, 1.84 inches for the month, which is 93 hundredths above normal, and 20.75 inches for the year, which is 5.06 inches of precipitation above normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 76 degrees, the average low, 54. The record high, 93, set in 2011 and in 1984, and the record low, 38, in 1951. Sunrise this morning was at 5:17 a.m. Sunset this evening, 8:32 p.m., 15 hours and 15 minutes of daylight, an increase of 1 minute from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Sunshine, mixing with clouds today and highs in the mid-70s. Mostly clear tonight with lows in the upper 40s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, sunshine mixing with clouds today and highs in the upper 70s, perhaps near 80. Mostly cloudy tonight with lows in the mid-50s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, sunshine mixing with clouds today and highs in the upper 70s. Mostly cloudy tonight with lows in the lower 50s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, sunshine mixing with clouds today and highs in the mid to upper 70s. Mostly cloudy tonight with lows in the lower 50s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont, and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Sunshine mixing with clouds today and highs in the mid to upper 70s. Mostly cloudy tonight, lows in the lower to mid 50s. Region-wide for tomorrow, mostly cloudy, a scattered shower, perhaps a thunderstorm, lower to mid 70s. A mix of sun and clouds Saturday, just the risk of a passing shower or thunderstorm, mainly dry, near 80. Mostly sunny, breezy, very warm Sunday, upper 80s. A mix of sun and clouds, perhaps an outside chance of a thunderstorm Monday, near 90. Mid to upper 80s with a mix of sun and clouds Tuesday, and the risk of a thunderstorm Wednesday, otherwise a mix of sun and clouds and highs in the mid 80s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.